Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Anne Frank, The Diary of a Young Girl, by Anne Frank, narrated by Susan Adams. This work is copyrighted 1952 by Otto H. Frank. This recording is copyrighted 1982 by Recorded Books. Het Achterhuis, the Dutch title of this book, refers to that part of the building which served as a hiding place for the two families who took shelter there between 1942 and 1944. Achter means behind or in back of, and huis is Dutch for house. In Amsterdam's old buildings, the apartments overlooking a garden or court may be divided from those overlooking the street, thus providing two separate suites within the same apartment. Het Achterhuis, or literally the house behind, is situated on the Prinsengracht, one of the city's canals. To simplify the English text, we have called that part of the house the secret annex, although it is not an annex in the proper sense of the word. Eleanor Roosevelt provided the introduction to this book. She writes, "This is a remarkable book, written by a young girl, and the young are not afraid of telling the truth. It is one of the wisest and most moving commentaries on war and its impact on human beings that I have ever read. Anne Frank's account of the changes wrought upon 8 people hiding out from the Nazis for 2 years during the occupation of Holland, living in constant fear and isolation, imprisoned not only by the terrible outward circumstances of war, but inwardly by themselves, made me intimately and shockingly aware of war's greatest evil, the degradation of the human spirit." At the same time, Anne's diary makes poignantly clear the ultimate shining nobility of that spirit. Despite the horror and the humiliation of their daily lives, these people never gave up. Anne herself, and most of all, it is her portrait which emerges so vividly and so appealingly from this book, matured very rapidly in these 2 years, the crucial years from 13 to 15, in which change is so swift and so difficult for every young girl. Sustained by her warmth and her wit, her intelligence, and the rich resources of her inner life, Anne wrote and thought much of the time about things which very sensitive and talented adolescents, without the threat of death, will write. Her relations with her parents, her developing self-awareness, the problems of growing up. These are the thoughts and expression of a young girl living under extraordinary conditions, and for this reason her diary tells us much about ourselves and about our own children. And for this reason, too, I felt how close we all are to Anne's experience, how very much involved we are in her short life and in the entire world. Anne's diary is an appropriate monument to her fine spirit and to the spirits of those who have worked and are working still for peace. Reading it is a rich and rewarding experience. Eleanor Roosevelt. And now, Anne Frank, Diary of a Young Girl.